Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with two best pals, Mr. Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks, on their quest, on our quest for superstardom and James Corden fame.
Oh, don't want James Corden fame.
We are now professional. I have drinks and I swear. So if you don't like it, go f*** yourself.
We're out every single Monday, wherever you listen to your podcast, and every Friday on YouTube. Rate, review, subscribe. We're getting so many reviews and we absolutely love it. So thank you so much. Apart from the person who said we were gross with one star.
To be honest with you, I'm very happy with reviews because you're all very nice to me and I really appreciate that. Not so great ones for you.
Someone said Pete actually thought someone wanted to sleep with me at one point.
Yeah, but I read it wrong and it was actually me.
Yeah.
But no, you're actually losing us a lot of stars.
Fuck off.
Most of them are five stars, which is great, but we get the odd four star and there's always a, but Sam's quite annoying.
Yeah.
And, genuinely, if you could stop being a cock.
No, because but if I were to leave, you'd all be upset, that's the thing.
Well, I don't think we would because a lot of them say Pete needs to do it on his own.
Yeah, well, see, then if I went no, I feel like everyone would be like, oh my God, this is really, really bad. Like, it's just that little stardust that we're... You are. You're the 4.5 stars. I'm the half that makes it the 5. But we got offered the opportunity to have my friend and someone I look up to massively, Chloe Burrows, and we couldn't say no.
I'm looking forward to meeting Chloe. I've not met her before, but we didn't get offered the opportunity. You asked her to come on.
I didn't want you.
All right. I don't know why you've made that. No, well, you can't mug her off because you've made it sound like, you know, we were offered her and we thought about it and went, yeah, do you know what? We will have her. You fucking messaged her and said, can you come on my podcast?
Well, yeah, they didn't need to fucking know that, did they?
Well, let's be honest about it, mate. Stop fucking acting like you're a big dog.
Right, fine. I asked Chloe if she would take the time to come on a podcast. She checked her schedule. She said,
no,
she can only
She said no, but then what she did say is, unless you come and do mine. So now I've got to go to fucking Acme to do her podcast.
Which is exactly what's happening after this one. That's where we're going. Chloe Burrows, everybody. So, as you can tell, Pete is incredibly hungover today.
I'm very hungover. It's the red wine hangover, isn't
it? Where have you been?
I was at a charity thing last night.
Oh, nice.
But I just, yeah, I got hammered. I'd finished work a little bit earlier and then had a 3-hour gap and didn't want to go home, so I sat in the pub for 3 hours on my own.
Drunk.
And then, yeah, I was pissed.
You went to a pub on your own?
Well, there's no point in me going home because it was taking so long. So,
what about Pret or a Starbucks? Get some food.
They don't have an alcohol. So
you wanted to drink on your own?
Yeah, I wasn't interested in a tuna sandwich. I wanted a fucking beer. You know what I mean? But so what I shouldn't have done was have a few beers, a couple of tequilas, and then go on the red wine.
Can I ask you a question, mate? When you go, we're here to interview Chloe, but like when you go to a pub on your own, do you not feel weird going, barkeep, I'll have 3 beers and 2 tequilas, and you just sit there on your own?
No, because we were told, I was talking to everyone.
Oh, no, you're that old drunk that talks to people. You're the guy in the pub that goes like, when I was in the war, you young whippersnappers, you just don't get it anymore, man.
It's nice doing things on your own. You get to meet loads of people. Anyway, this is not about me. So crack on.
Okay. We are joined today by someone who I'm a massive fan of. I met you for the first time not that long ago, actually.
Yeah.
It's Chloe Burrows, everybody.
Thank you.
You clapped yourself. Yeah. I like it. It's impressive. Yeah. I like it. So have you two seen each other since you both had the shits?
No.
All right, that is not way to start.
Sam's too busy for people, I think.
That's such a lie.
And you're so shit at replying.
That's a fucking lie.
Actually,
no, he is. Yeah, you are very.
Yeah,
that is bad.
So we're just friends on camera.
Know, I've never messaged you, but
don't say that. That's actually really wanky.
I'm joking. Why
that's not true.
It sounds like that with a lot of people. He's just friends with people that benefit him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see that.
It happens.
Me and Millie felt that way.
No, yeah. Fuck off. No.
Both of you feel that way as well.
Yeah.
That's just not true. So actually, going back to the intro of Chloe, I've always followed you from afar. I think you...
No, you've not followed me on Instagram.
Yeah, I have. Yes, I have.
You only followed me back in South Africa.
Fuck!
He actually means he's been sat outside your house in the bushes and followed you from afar.
Brilliant.
Yeah, just down dark alleyways, that sort of thing.
I just stalked you, basically, right?
Okay.
And we hit it off like you wouldn't believe. I like to think we're like brother and sister.
We are a bit.
Yeah, we mug each other off a lot.
Yeah.
And we really, really bonded. And I was like, the person I really want to get on this podcast, because I want Pete to meet her, is Chloe. So Pete and Chloe have never met, so no, say hello to each other. I think you're going to get along like a house on fire.
Well, you've made that so weirdly...
It's like you're dating. It's like a date.
Yeah, it's like you've just set us up on a fucking blind date. Say hello to each other then. Hello,
just missing
Chloe.
A little
you,
candle
darling?
Here.
You good?
Yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah, wonderful. Sam was really excited about having you on.
Good. You're not excited.
No, I mean, I obviously don't know as much about you as what Sam does.
Right.
So let me fill you in then. So Chloe went on to Love Island as a I remember your intro video actually was fucking brilliant.
Does every podcast I want to go and talk about that? So, like, shut up, bruv. Shut up.
Did you just bruv him off as well?
Yes.
Fucking, I'm here for that. I'm fucking here for that.
So Chloe goes on.
Sam, everyone knows.
I'm not going to fucking talk
about it. I don't know.
Okay, you don't need to know.
No, I want
to
know.
Embarrassing.
No, because you've made a big thing out of it, so now I'm going to know.
I'm not a little brush over it. Chloe goes on and she like says this stuff about her and her workplace romance, and that's actually why I quite liked you. I feel
two
like,
unrelated stories that you are now bringing together.
I feel
context.
Like Love Island, you like it's had a bit of a sort of rebrand now, but I feel like all the personalities were all the same. They got it. You were very real indeed. So she goes on there, she does very well. She ends up with a guy called Toby. Now, yeah. I did a job with Toby. She comes out of Love Island, and I'm going to be honest, the way Pete says it is normally come out of Love Island, you have a couple of good years, and then it's sort of done, right?
Yeah.
Chloe has sworn. To the stars, mate.
Thank you.
You're now on Channel 4.0. You're hosting your own show.
Yes.
Tapped out.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Nella Rose's show, but mine's coming later this year.
Yeah, but I feel like you're sort of like a part of that.
Yeah. I'm in the show as part of the four.
And what's Tapped Out?
It's like, you know, have you seen Impractical Jokers?
The old geezers in America.
Yeah, where they do the stuff in your ear roll, but we obviously do it for girls.
Oh, nice.
We do it in North London, so it's quite scary. It's actually terrifying.
Is it out yet?
One episode is out.
So what's the worst thing you've had to do?
In a gym, I had to like steal people's weights and make like sex noises and just wind them up. Yeah.
What sort of noise did you have to make?
No, I'm not doing that on the podcast.
Oh, fuck off. I'll give you mine.
You don't have an option to tap out.
My sex noise is sort of like...
No, don't do it again. Because
do it.
No.
Do you even make noise in sex? I bet you don't.
I'm actually a quiet one. I'm silent but deadly.
You knew it deadly.
Yeah, not deadly. I don't know if that's the right thing to say. But like, yeah, no, I'm silent. I'm a bit of a quiet one.
How have we got onto your sex
I don't know. Because we were talking about your moan and somehow you've turned it on me and I don't even know how that's happened.
You had to take that bullet for me, that one.
But anyway, you're doing loads of stuff for Channel 4.0. You are what we like to call relevant. That's the board behind you. It's called Staying Relevant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sam is now relevant. He dumbs himself down. You are quite relevant now. I have never been and will never be.
I feel like you're quite notorious.
Notorious and relevant are two different things. Notorious is never a good thing.
Well, relevant's not always a good thing.
Well, it is when it comes to work, isn't it? You need to be relevant in this line of...
Do you get no work?
No. Absolutely not.
You're literally sat on your own podcast.
No, that's what I'm hoping for. That's why I have to do this. I'm just hanging around with Sam and trying to meet people like you that are relevant.
Yeah.
And I hope that someone will potentially give me a job as a sort of bag carrier, tour manager, something like that.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I don't have a tour coming up, but I'll let you know if I plan on doing that.
You will do soon, because you also have your own podcast now.
Yeah.
Chloe's new podcast. Was it Chloe vs. the World?
Yes.
Chloe vs. the World. Which we're actually about to go and do straight after this.
I'm so glad you're drinking already as well. What about you, Sam?
Sam doesn't drink.
I know, we don't, in South Africa, we did get you a little bit tipsy.
That's why I had the shits.
I had them as well.
Yeah, okay, so we need to talk about this, actually. I think you now know, don't you, that
I saw it on a TikTok podcast. You could have told me so I didn't feel so embarrassed on my own.
So basically, not to throw Chloe under the bus.
I don't care.
But she... Well, what was happening over there is there was something in the water, right?
Yeah.
So everyone's stomachs are going a little bit iffy. And everyone was shitting themselves and throwing up and getting really, really sick. And so we've been out for there for like 2 days or something like that. And Chloe suddenly is just a bit like, oh... And she'd had a night out the night before. She's like, is it hangover? She's like, I don't know what this is. She's like, oh, I feel a little bit ropey. Next thing you know, she's running to the loo and projectiling.
Between my legs.
Between her legs.
As well.
Every 5 minutes. And we have after.
What was you wearing, a dress?
What was I wearing? No, I couldn't put the dress on. It was too tight on my stomach.
She asked me to put a dress
on.
I was in a tracksuit. Well, I couldn't go on it. I had to pull out.
Oh, so you went... Oh,
she went that way out to South Africa.
So bad. Couldn't do it. Yeah, we were in like a little holding villa, weren't we? And you were just taking the piss out of me. Little did you know it was coming for you the next day.
Did they fly you out there to do that?
Yeah.
So you just got flown to South Africa to have a shit?
Yes. Not one, about thousands.
Oh, all right, fine.
It was awful.
I mean, look, it's worse places you could shit, isn't it?
But my favourite thing...
No, it's so, like, you know where you just want to be at home? Mm. I was in this hotel room.
Did you
room.
Have like the leg shakes and, where you were sat down?
Yeah.
Shitting through the eye.
The weather wasn't even nice. So Millie was sat up 2 feet away from me. I wasn't just stuck on the toilet.
Well, did you have to share with her?
Yeah, we always share a room. So I was just doing that. And she was like, you're right, Chloe. I'm just going to go sunbathe. It was raining. I don't know where she went.
Wow, that's really awkward, isn't it, when you share a room and you've got the two bobbies.
Mate, they're like fucking sisters.
Yeah.
We're going to get on to Millie and you and your relationship in a little bit, but I've got to say, seeing you, the only reason she'd been flown out to do After Sun, right? And like the moment you went, I'm actually gonna have to pull out here.
Yeah.
And like all the execs come in, they're like, you sure you can't do it? And she's like, I physically can't. So she just sat in this villa, everyone did the thing, and she went home the next
Wow.
I did go to the final.
You had, oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And we were still, well, you started shitting yourself. So, and I was still running off the toilet.
Then, so look, Chloe, we had Maya Jammer's mum.
We did.
Sat next to us at the Love Island final. We sat at this round table. And it's me, Millie, Chloe, India, and Maya's mum. And I'm sat next to Maya's mum.
Sounds like a really weird table, this.
It was a great table.
And India's mum was there.
And India's mum was there as well. And
you three and Maya and India's mums.
I actually, you don't know this, but you know when me and you ran to the loo together?
Yeah.
That's because I needed to have a shit. Yeah.
I needed a wee. Well, I went for a shit.
Yes,
well.
I went for a shit. And anyway,
I did think.
Were you both sending each other, oh, yeah, I need a piss. Yeah, me too.
No,
and
I
you
was
actually both
very
went for
vocal.
A shit.
Yeah. I'm going to
So, anyway, I basically get back to the table, and literally, as they've won it, right, I've so rank, but I thought I've done a fart. And I literally went, oh no. And I'm sat there and I'm clenched like this. I'm like, no.
No.
And then Maya's mum stood up and went, it's so lovely to have met you. And I went, I stood up and it like released. And I went, and
oh
as,
no,
I, as I'm embracing Maya's mother, I'm literally going, you should be so proud.
As he's embracing Maya's mother, he's just got shit rolling down the back of his thighs.
You should be so proud of your daughter, Maya's mum. She's absolutely killing it. Yeah. But I'm just going to go and stand over there. Oh,
no,
mate.
I've only had like diarrhea that bad once and I've never had it like that.
Yeah, it's pretty grim, isn't it?
You were wondering, I don't know why I added that in there, but yeah.
Thanks for that little medical knowledge from you.
Chloe, you've sort of like gone a different way, really, haven't you, with the way you've left Love Island?
Mm.
And like you, how did you find yourself in with sort of like the JDs of this world and sort of like the tapped outs and all that kind of stuff? Like how did you find, because you've gone and found a niche. You're like the JD ambassador, right?
I hate that, bro.
You found a niche that no one else from Love Island's done.
Well, like, I didn't like, JD asked me.
Well, obviously, you didn't ask JD and beg him, did you? You didn't go, please.
No, I'm joking. No, just when they came out, I think the first thing that came up was signing to JD as their first female ambassador. So I thought, yeah, I'll do that.
She's the only girl who's come out of Love Island who JD Sports have like even gone near.
Do you have to wear a tracksuit all the time then?
What do you mean? Oh, no, I just do. But I think because this is what I do, like I just wear tracksuits. I don't really like girls' clothes, to be honest. I wear JD women clothes, obviously, but I don't know. I can't really say. I just think maybe because I've grown up around people that are like quite London and always been with like London people, that's like JD's YouTube, social media presence. So I got picked up with them, met people through that. And then I think the more and more people saw of me, they just liked me, I suppose. Because they didn't quite like me on Love Island.
Yeah, they did. You did well.
Towards the end, they did.
Why didn't they like you at the beginning?
I think my entry tape did a bit of damage and I took
damage.
So I've never seen it, so I have nothing to go on.
Right.
So give me your Love Island journey.
Everyone thought I was like this posh totty from Oxford.
Posh?
Yeah. Because I sounded posh in my tape. I think I was nervous.
Okay, can you do the posh voice for me?
I can't remember how it goes.
Why did you do a posh voice in your
tape? I don't know. I'd never been in front of camera before. It's just what came out. And I said, I'm partial to a married man.
I remember that one, yeah.
On camera. And that's the clip that was before the series went. So that happened. And then I went in.
You said in your tape, you're partial to
me. Yeah, but cool when people get my sense of humour.
I fucking rate that. I loved that.
I didn't mean it seriously.
No, I loved that.
Now you know my sense of humour, I just take the piss out of everything that I've ever done. So
also,
I'm not partial. It was really traumatising. I made a joke out of it and obviously love it.
Traumatising for his wife.
Yeah.
Do you know what though? Like, it's so tough. If you've never been on camera before, right? And they're like, right, go.
Yeah.
Lights. And you're literally like, you're like a deer in a headlights.
Yeah.
Right? And you don't know what you can say and you have to do that dance, you know?
Oh my God. I've actually blocked that. I've completely forgotten about
what
that.
Dance?
So when you go for your promo day for Love Island, oh my God, I'm embarrassed.
Can you both do the dance for me?
Oh, you have to be like,
But so that you're in this room, like you've never been, I mean, I assume you've not been in front of a camera before, maybe you have. But you go in this room and there's like this huge, like Love Island setup box thing, like bigger than this room. There's about 20 people on camera, there's a huge camera on a machine. And they went, what's your favourite song? I was like, oh, I don't know, Drake. And they're like, okay, dance. And you have to dance for 3 minutes on your own. I was like, oh my God, it's awful.
And then you one of these?
Do you, like a love heart.
Do you all have to do the same thing?
And yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but you don't see anyone do it. Obviously, they don't tell you that's going to, oh, I just remembered that.
Yeah, man. It's a bit, it must be so hard. And then you got to do your interview and you're like, God, how many other people have said the same thing that I'm saying? That's why I think you were so good, because you stood out.
Mm.
And, you know, you definitely did stand out. And then I think, you know, obviously Pete's never watched anything on Lauren before in his life.
Have you not?
And by the way,
look, Sam's on it.
Chloe as well.
No, I've never watched any reality TV. I've never watched myself on.
Well, you've been on Howie for years.
I've not watched, never watched myself on TV. I've never watched any reality TV. I watch serial killers and animals. I've got absolutely fuck all interest in reality TV.
But why did you do it then?
It's a very long story. This isn't about me. We can do this on your podcast.
Okay, yeah.
I knew you weren't going to tell her the reason you're going to do it. Pete used to be a city boy.
Oh, I used to be a city girl.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
why? What did you do?
I was. What? This isn't.
Come do it on, your
interesting.
No, come on.
I was an international sales director for a medical recruitment company.
Look at the way
I
he says
didn't
it.
See that coming at all?
Yeah, I know. It's weird. I didn't look like this. I didn't look
did
like.
Did you not?
Like Whaley, no.
And then you had like an epiphany and was like, "No, I'm getting tattooed."
No, no, I was still tattooed, but I was tattooed up to here and then to here. And
so that
yeah,
behind
I used to put on a fake voice.
Do your fake voice now.
It was just a little bit more well spoken. and yeah, I didn't have a fucking bonnet like this.
Did you not?
You had a shaved head.
Yeah.
Did you? Did you have a beard?
Yeah, I've always had it. I've had a beard since sort of birth.
Okay. That's
yeah,
cool.
Hairy child. Anyway,
hairy
this is not
Chloe,
oh, I was really fucking hairy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
The face she's pulling right here as well.
I'm thinking about it.
Mate, you then, look at me trying to make this all professional. You then obviously met Millie.
You're doing a really good job.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate it. It's because I know quite a lot about her.
So we've swapped roles. Sam's anchoring this today.
Why do you normally do it?
Mm.
Yeah, but I'm a big fan of yours, so I know a lot more about you.
Sam wanted to take charge on this.
You're doing really well.
Thank you very much, mate.
I mean, you're quite good at talking to Love Island people though, aren't you?
Yeah, I am indeed.
Actually, that's a really good point, yeah.
Well, actually, I'll say this as well, Chloe. You know, we ask you about Love Island because obviously it's the start of your journey, right?
Yeah.
And you have been on one hell of a journey, but we are aware you're so much more than that now and stuff like that. But you know, as we've just said
recently, you
still have your roots, right? We have Main Chelsea, we have Towie.
Yeah.
A feud going on actually at the moment with Pete and the Towie.
I've seen it. I actually listened to your podcast. Yeah. I wasn't gonna admit, but didn't you say like it wasn't the show, it was those dickheads. I was like, yeah, go on.
Yeah, the show's fucking great.
Who are you beefing with?
I'm not actually beefing.
Oh, fuck off.
No, well, we've done this already. They came for me a little bit.
Who did? Towie the show?
No,
not the show.
Cast members.
The show's great.
Yeah, but the thing is, Chloe, you get this, right? Look, you know the industry.
I know.
You know what it's like. You've been on Love Island. I'm not going to ask you to name names, right? If you want to, you can.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not going to ask you to name names. But you, on your series of Love Island, I guarantee you there were people that you were watching going, you're so fake.
No, it's like, I think how we, like me and Millie say, you know, when you go to school, you don't like every fucking person, you've got two mates.
All right, who'd you like other than Millie?
I like...
That's a tough one.
Lucinda. I like Liberty, Kaz.
Did you do the same series as Liberty?
Yeah.
Oh, I've met Liberty before.
Have you?
The bird from Birmingham.
Yes.
Love Liberty.
She's lovely.
She's
very
nice.
She's an angel.
Very nice.
Yeah.
But were you and Millie really close in Love Island?
Yeah.
Or did it happen outside where you became besties?
I wasn't really getting along with the girls because I got with one of their boys and they were all, they all were in the lineup and I came in.
But no
in
one could have guessed that from your video.
They should have seen it fucking coming, but they didn't see the clip. But they had all been there from like morning one and I came in the evening, so I just never really slotted in.
Did you go in first? Because you have different people.
I was
people
the first bombshell.
Right.
Yeah.
So how long had people already been in there before?
6 hours.
Oh, they put in someone the same day? Oh, right.
Yeah.
How can you form a friendship over 6 hours
well,
and then
they
not
did
like her?
What's that
like going in and being like, fuck me, it's a bit frosty?
Well, it was like being fed to the lions.
Was it?
Or for like, everything I said to one person, it was like going around. I just thought,
what? So you thought the best
way first week I was not having fun. I really wasn't enjoying it. I didn't know if I was cut out for it.
Is it quite bitchy?
It was hard, yeah. You heard people bitching about you because garden's tiny.
What would you do? You're the kind of person who I think you'd march over and be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I was like, I'm on TV. I would quite like people to like me, so I'm going to keep my fucking mouth shut. And then Millie and Lucinda came in and straight away I got along with them and the producers saw, so they like kept us separate.
Yeah.
So it was me, Millie and Lucinda, and then it was all the other girls. But yeah, I don't really think I had that many arguments in there.
No,
I didn't care that much because we weren't getting along anyway, so...
Yeah.
Why did you do it? Did you do it for money and fame and all the rest of it, or did you do it just to fucking find a geezer?
say money and fame, I think.
Yeah, good. Well, that's honest, isn't it?
The honest answer.
Like, I didn't think it would be like as good as it's gone. I thought maybe I'll be able to keep my job because I booked holiday.
What was
your
job?
I was coming back. I worked for like in an investment company, like their marketing bit.
Nice.
I don't know, so I worked there. But I booked 6 weeks holiday, and then the day before, I was like, actually, I'm fucking quitting. Let's just see how well it goes.
Yeah, mate, and it just did. Look at where it's at now.
Yeah, I know.
But that's the thing.
Stop, Sam. Yeah,
sorry. My podcast just asked, like, who's in your DMs?
Oh, I couldn't give a shit who's in your DMs. Everyone gets fucking footballers and fucking all. Yeah, everyone says the same shit, and they never actually name anyone. There's no point
asking. Also, I'm interested by you. Do you know, we are interested by you. We want to hear about you as well. We're going to ask you about your DMs, but like, we want to hear about you and your journey and stuff, because it's really, really interesting. I think it's very hard for people, you know, this, to come out of a show, especially Love Island, right? And keep the relevance going and keep yourself at a certain sort of place.
What do you think the key to why people now love you is?
Because
they've now had time to actually get to know what you're like as a person rather than just judging you based on your first opening at Love Island.
Yeah, maybe. And also, like, I don't know, on my social media, I always post no makeup. I post hanging out my ass. Like, I don't really care about Instagrammy pictures and I'll, you know, swear, but I don't know. There's not really a lot that I hide, so I think people think, oh, my mate's like her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think you're completely
authenticity.
Right.
Authenticity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think that's what a lot of people in this industry lack?
Fucking everyone.
I don't know. It depends what job you're doing. Like, if you're an Instagram influencer, then cool, post your pretty pictures, but I do think that's a dying trade.
Yeah, so do I. Completely agree. So you came out of Love Island with a boyfriend. You came out with Toby.
Yeah.
Who I did a show with. Nice guy, Toby.
Yeah.
And you then also came out with a girlfriend, Millie.
Yeah.
And she basically comes out with you. You now live together, don't you? Because I feel like you both broke up with your fellas at the same time, didn't you?
Yeah, hers was about 2 months before me.
Did you know you were on the way out as well? Were you literally like, we need to time this right.
Hot girl summer and all that shit.
You know what I mean, though? Yeah. Like, you can see that you're on the rocks and she's already done it. So you're like, well, let's just hurry this up. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it wasn't my decision.
Oh, did he break up with you?
Yeah, I got dumped.
Oh, no. Oh, so have I. I've been dumped in every relationship.
Have you?
Yeah.
It was so insensitive of you.
Like, everyone knows. It's common knowledge.
Oh, well, then you could have handled that nicer. That was so insensitive.
So sorry.
Don't worry. No hard feelings.
You're all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very fine. Felt like it was the best thing to happen.
Why'd you get rid of her? What'd you do?
I think, like, we're just very different people. Like, I'm a bit nuts. I like to go out.
What's he like then?
He's quite calm.
He's really calm. I don't know.
Do you speak now?
No.
Oh, it's just a dead in water.
Yeah.
All right, sweet. We'll leave that there.
Not say you hate him. But
no,
like,
he's a lovely boy, but we just have nothing to say to each other. If I ever saw him, I would say hello. There's no bad blood, but I just think we both knew that we're just so different.
Yeah.
It just wasn't going to work. And then I think he just was like, yeah, you're fucking dumped. And I was like,
how was that for you? Because no one's like that when they're dumped. I mean, surely you were a little bit like,
I did cry for about 3 days, went to my mum's.
What is the worst way you've been dumped?
I've only been dumped once.
Ooh.
You've only been dumped once? So you're normally the dumper, are you?
I'm just like a fizzle outer.
Oh, you're like a ghoster.
Yeah. No, yeah.
You just slowly start to fizzle out.
Yeah, talking to someone else and then just ignore you.
Oh, so you're an overlapper.
Oh, you're an overlapper.
Not bad overlap. I feel like when something's just dying a death, then I'm like, okay, cool, what else is out there? You might still be texting me, I'm kind of bored. And then meet someone else, then I'll just stop replying. So I'm not seeing you and sleeping with you. Well, how many times have you been dumped?
Me? Oh, once by the same person. No, actually one person, but several times. She just kept doing it.
Was that Megan?
It was a weekly thing.
You just kept going
same
back.
Person just kept going, yeah. Come back again, no, fuck off again. Come back again, no, fuck off again.
He used to have one of those sticks with a little bag at the end of it that used to just walk into the house and then, like, after a couple of weeks, pack his little napkin stick up.
I used to have a suitcase in the car. The guy that you ended up with on Love Island, was he actually the one you were most attractive to or just the one that was left?
No, I only liked him throughout the whole series.
Yeah.
I only liked him from day one.
So do you think that some people, when they do that show, then end up in couples just because there's no one left?
It's very fucking common.
So have you watched the most recent one?
Yes.
Who do you think did that then?
Give me some names.
Kai won it with Sanam.
No, they love each other.
Yeah, Ron and Lana.
They're
still together.
They are still together.
Tom and Sammy
broke up. That's quite bold. Yeah.
Who saw that coming?
I didn't see that coming at all.
Neither did I.
Tom, a bit of you?
No.
No? Actually, this is a question. Has anyone from past Love Islands been in your DMs?
Yeah.
So why have you gone with the DM question?
Because I'm interested by it.
Yeah.
Because do Love Island just DM each other?
Like, random, like, some boys that I didn't realise that were on it, like, my pictures all the time.
Who is your dream Love Islander? Who would you have loved to have been in the, what do you call it, villa with?
Oh, that's a good question. Thank you.
I really thought that one through.
Well, someone, they need to be like Nutcase, but really fit.
Pete Wicks.
Yeah, Pete, you could be in there.
I wasn't on Love Island.
Maybe as someone like you.
I couldn't do Love Island. I'd rested.
There will eventually be a celebrity Love Island. And when it comes around, if you're not too old by then.
I'll be dead by then.
Yeah, if you're not too old, I'm going to wheel you in. I'm going to wheel you in, and your hairline's going to be even further back. And
only if you keep doing the fucking pictures.
And your hair.
Oh my God! You know he does that to you. Me and Millie pranked Sam. Yeah, we fucking did it to him.
Did you actually?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Fucking love that.
Yes, we did.
I'll find it actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So Dream Love Islander then.
Dream Love Islander. I don't really know. Like, who? I can't even think who's alive.
Who's alive?
You can't think who's alive.
No, that fans don't really find.
I'll tell you who it's not. So it's not. It's RD. I watched.
Oh, I love that RD. Clip. So last.
And didn't he invite
JD's brother?
He's a rapper, and he invites you to fucking. Where did he invite Napa?
Napa, yeah.
What, I and Napa.
Yeah, he said, "Do I come with me and go Napa?" I was like, "I didn't think I want to go to Napa today." He's so lush though. You should get him on. Like he's so funny, and I feel like people don't get it.
He doesn't have a fucking clue.
No,
who he
I
is.
Do actually. I was joking. I've actually met him.
Have you?
LSA. It's like a late night Greek restaurant in London. Really, really lovely gaff. But he was really funny actually. I just remember him being there and just fucking like he was like an excitable chipmunk.
Yeah.
Just fucking
like he's so funny.
But I didn't know he got in because I thought he was about 12. So I couldn't.
He is younger, isn't he? Like,
20, no, 21,
just,
not sure.
Yeah, but he just looks really young.
Yeah, yeah.
But he had quite bouncy energy, so I do know who that is.
I mean, Nappa's, I've been Nappa before.
I did PA Nappa.
I've done a PA as well in Nappa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had a pool party.
Oh, no, I hosted a pub crawl through iNappa.
That is.
Where?
These were the good old days of reality TV when the fucking PAs were flying. Yay. Used to fucking, yeah, iNappa. And I think I was actually on a tour that week, so I did iNappa for 2 nights, then I had to go across to Magaluf.
Maga! Shagga!
And then finished off on BH Mallorca.
Oh, mate, did you go to BCM
it's
Square?
It's not about us.
Okay, sorry, yeah, it's not about us, but I did that as well.
PA.
Oh, do they not do them anymore?
I think the boys do. But
no, they don't.
Oh.
It's the PA world has died a fucking death.
Has it?
It died with us.
Do you know what?
well done,
so,
you.
So back in the day, when people used to come off reality TV, it was basically the only way blokes could earn money when they came off of reality shows.
Because, oh, right.
Because back then, like 10 years ago, when we was all doing that sort of stuff, there wasn't, like social media wasn't as big and fucking, the women always make more money.
Yeah.
Than guys do.
That's true.
But guys, so they used to go on their PA tours, didn't they?
Yeah.
And you used to go and do fucking, come straight out of there and do, you know, if they were lucky, they'd get like 60 dates within like 70 days and just hammer it.
Oh my God.
For about 3 years, I did about 200 a year.
They used to call him PAP.
PAP, yeah. It was fucking wild. But that's, yeah, that's all you
used to do. Pete used to bring security with him.
What stops you to get in the club and be like, hi guys, it's Pete, no, you're telling me.
No, do you know what? I never used to do mic work ever. Because
mic work? Mic work?
Because they used to get you to do stuff on the fucking mic.
I just
mic.
Said and it as if it was normal IRA, you didn't and do mic work.
I'll go sit in my corner if anyone wants a picture, I'll be over there.
I'll go sit in my corner.
You know what I mean?
And then normally Andrew's like an orderly queue formed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like Pete bought security with him.
I had a tour manager.
No, not just a tour manager.
But he had security man.
Yeah, it's a tour man. Sam just never really used to do PA, so he never really understood it. Sam,
you'd love a fucking PA.
No.
Why don't you do it?
Sam used to drive himself to the PAs, turn up there on his own, not drink, right, and just bounce around the club. Doing pit and then go home.
Damn.
And he'd drive himself. It doesn't matter where it was, he'd just drive. Imagine 3-4 hours.
I once drove to Durham.
Drove back in the same night, singing fucking Steps Tragedy on the way or whatever he's fucking doing. Anyway.
500 quid, mate. I made 500 quid.
700
I drove to Durham for
he's
500
been on
beans.
Petrol.
Yeah.
So let's fucking move on. What was the dark thing like?
I was getting dark.
Sorry, I don't know.
Because you know Donna.
I know Donna really well.
You know Donna.
Yeah, that's what I was
Donna Preston.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love Donna Preston.
How do you know I know Donna?
She told me. Oh, yeah. She asked me what I was doing this week and I said I was coming.
I love Donna.
Like, oh, I love Pete.
Yeah, I love Donna. She's amazing.
Didn't say she loved me.
No. Doesn't she know you?
It's all good. Oh, fucking hell.
I don't know.
Donna's really good.
She was good.
So, and who else was in it?
Chris Eubank. Right. Gascoigne.
That's what I was looking for. Eubank. What was he like?
Not my favourite person I've met.
Why not?
I don't know. I just think, right, and he just had this weird presence and, you know, philosophies that he was really trying to get on us. And I just thought, no, bruv, like, let's relax a minute. And he was, you know, doing all this, we are cosmic beings. Like, what the fuck? I can't see what's going on. I'm hearing this man going, ugh. I walk over to him, he's got a fur coat on, like a cigar. I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on?
I can't imagine he's the sort of person that you'd want to live with, but to what he's fascinating.
Fascinating.
No, guys, it just didn't stop.
Not to live with, yeah, it'd be fucking awful to live with. It'd do my fucking head in. But yeah. You know when you look at someone, you just think, I just want to watch her.
Yeah.
You're just a weird...
Chloe's like, no.
I think I've just gone off the idea of that now. Maybe before.
Watching Chris yeah, okay.
No, like, he had no bad intentions, but it was, you know, we're in the dark, can't see anything, can't do anything, all you can do is sit and eat. Like, I don't need someone else, like, get into me.
So,
get out of my head.
Get out of my head.
What was the point of that show then?
Just to sit in the dark
and eat
8 days. No, you did chat, you not watched it then?
No.
What research did you do before I came here?
Do you want me to be honest? Dickle.
Brilliant.
I was the one who actually knew quite a bit about you.
Yeah, but this is why I said, because Sam was going to lead this because he knows, but now I'm actually really interested.
Right.
So, what did you have to do? And obviously it's in the dark.
We're like Big Brother and I'm a celeb, like combined in the dark. Like you would do challenges each day and win time in the light room. I didn't win a challenge, so I didn't go in the fucking light room.
How many days?
8 days.
Did you not see the light for 8 days?
No.
Oh my God.
How were your eyes when you came out of it?
Really bad. I went to an eye hospital, actually the one in Liverpool Street, if anyone knows it. I went there, but I should be wearing glasses anyways and I don't. So I don't think that helped it.
Wow. Okay. Would you do it again?
No.
Okay, that was quick.
Not.
No.
So what is on your hit list? Do you want to do more TV stuff? Or
I've got some stuff lined up this year.
Come
is that
on,
what you're
baby.
Waiting for?
No.
What are we doing?
I got excited.
Go on, plug your
it.
Shit.
No, I can't plug it.
What are we doing?
It's a fucking stupid question, that, wasn't it?
No, I want to know what we're doing.
Can't tell you.
Okay, question. Is it not like, it's not like a 4.0.
Oh, we're not hot and cold.
It's not like a YouTube
TV.
TV.
Yeah.
What show would you love to do?
I'd love to do Strictly Come Dancing or I'm a Celeb, but I'd be shit at I'm a Celeb, but I really want to do it.
What, you're a good dancer?
Well, I'm good at dancing.
Well, why? Judging by your opening tape on Love Island, apparently. Do you have to do the dutty face when you dance as well?
The dutty face?
Dutty wine.
Yeah, dutty wine.
What's a dutty wine?
Oh,
my fucking God, what did you just say?
What do you mean?
What is a dutty wine?
Why don't you show him?
When you're in a club, you know when someone bends over in front of you.
Oh, and you're literally like, and you're like, oh,
you have to hold it.
Hey.
No, don't smack her bum, you have to control it.
Oh.
What are you doing?
So you control.
Yeah! Yeah.
That is one of the most.
Have you ever been to Notting Hill Carnival? Quite a fast song, guys.
Have you whined before?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right, I've got a question for you. What happens if someone... Okay, you've got a fella,
what's that
right?
Mean? No, someone, I don't.
Have you got a fella?
No, let's say you have a fella. Let's just say you've got a fella.
Let's just imagine.
Let's imagine you've got a fella, right?
Okay, right, good move.
So...
Brocking it off.
Rocking it off.
No, brocking.
Is that allowed? You're brocking.
Brocking it off, not rocking it off.
Oh, fuck me, this is
you're brocking it off.
Brocking it off.
This is like she's come to see her fucking long-lost family and her two weird uncles are asking her about her life. This is... Let's not do this one.
He's like that. Is.
Do you whine people?
Have I whined people?
Yeah.
Shit. That's all I used to do in the club.
Do you dutty
whine
people?
Yeah, VIP dutty whine.
What's a dutty whine?
Is that what I just showed you?
And what sort of, are we talking about, sort of liquid?
No, like a level, what's liquid?
Like, no, fuck me, are they
yeah, mate, that's a bit old. I'm going to be honest with you, mate.
No, in Liverpool, there was a club called Level, second floor.
Oh, Levels, yeah.
I was
prison.
No, know that one.
Prison, yeah, Pete loves a bit of prison.
I will never go back.
Fucking hell, so you're a whiner.
Wait, what do you do in the club?
Two-step. Fucking guns, man.
Guns!
Yeah.
Send it.
Sending it. I love to send it.
I've seen Sam dance.
What do you do in a club?
I don't like nightclubs, mate. I'm at the bar and I drink.
Yeah. Pete doesn't move.
Quite a common theme here.
He doesn't move, mate. He sits there for 3 hours, like the drunk at the bar, and will just talk to people.
You know, I have like a little dad, like, yeah, get it.
Can you tell me other things that I don't know about, like whining and things?
I don't really know. I was musing, what do you want to know?
I don't know.
Where were you from?
Bicester. Don't know Bicester Village.
Yeah, I know Bicester Village.
That's where I'm from.
Why?
Where are you from?
Where the fuck do you?
Why are you so aggressive? Well, because I have to talk over him.
Shout back.
All right, we can shout if you want. Why do you talk like that if you're from Bicester?
Everyone always asks me this. Everyone in Bicester talks like this.
Do they?
That I know.
Because
my mum's quite posh.
Well, everyone keeps saying to Sam that his accent's changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people say that to me. It depends who you're around.
It depends who you're around.
I'm comfortable. Like, I know Sam. Now I know you, so I just talk normal. If I don't know, and also like. I'm not pitching myself to you.
No. That's what I mean. Like, people do, like, comedian thing, don't they? But so you're from Bicester, but where do you live now? Did you grow up
Horn
in Bicester?
Hornchurch in Essex. But lived in Essex since after Love Island. But before that, I lived in South London.
Right, okay.
Before that, I lived in East London.
Oh, right, yeah. So that's where you picked up, like, a bit of a London twang. That's what I meant. Yeah.
This actually moves me on to my next point is, so Chloe lives with Millie.
Yes.
And so they're having a party, throwing a party, and we're invited.
Yeah, you're invited.
Well, you're invited.
No, you said Pete could come.
Sam and he was like, can Pete come? We're like, yeah.
Yeah, genuinely, that happened.
I think I'm busy.
You don't even know what day it is.
Okay, well, you're uninvited now.
No, no, we're coming 26th of May. 27th of May, what's it called? Bitches and Hoes.
No. Hoedown, Throwdown.
The Hoedown, Throwdown.
What's it called? Bitches and Hoes.
No, it's close, mate.
What's a Hoedown, Throwdown? Is that cowboy?
Yeah.
Okay. A cowboy so I can do.
Wow. I've got
a range of cowboy boots.
Yeah. Oh, my God, should we do a line dance?
Oh, fuck me.
So many other things we could do.
What's the party in aid of?
Hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer.
We've just not had a party and we had our garden done. We got some garden furniture and we were like, we need to have a party.
I'm so excited.
You just want people to test out the furniture.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's basically what it is.
Mate, I cannot wait. I've been thinking about it since you told me.
What are you going to wear?
A fucking cowboy outfit.
No!
Yeah, mate, I'm going to be wearing cowboy boots, a hat.
You're going to turn up looking like fucking Woody's afterbirth.
Yeah, fucking sweet. I'm happy with it.
I like the commitment.
What are you wearing?
G-string and boots.
Shit!
No, I'm joking. I don't know what I'm wearing yet.
So what's hot girl summer for you then?
It's not really because I'm working like all summer, so I can't really do.
Working all summer?
Yeah,
is this on this new TV project you can't talk about?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking great.
Yeah, we've got Mykonos. We've got Ibiza in 2 weeks, and we've got Mykonos. Try to book some more.
Who are you going to Ibiza with?
Millie and Tequila Rose. So that'll be fun.
Tequila Rose?
Yeah, Tequila Rose.
The drink?
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought that was someone's name.
Yeah, same. So you're bringing a bottle of tequila rosé with you?
No, the brand's taking us to Ibiza.
I'm really worried about taking the piss because my mate actually called his daughter Tia Maria and I called him and I haven't spoken to him since. And then I just didn't know. It was fucking Tia Maria, stupid thing. And then I thought, if that's one of your good mates, Tequila Rose, I better not say nothing.
No, it sounds like a stripper name.
You would know.
That's why I remember it.
It's going to be unreal.
What is your idea of like a girl's holiday? I always like, actually, this is really interesting. What do girls do on girls' holidays?
This is what we do, it's what me and Millie do. We leave our house and we drink until we get, because Sam's been there.
I've done this.
Done it.
Oh,
with
you've
him.
Actually been on holiday.
Mate, can I quickly, look, I'm going to get in.
Was Sam like one of the girls?
Yeah,
massively.
He was with us.
So
he got in our hotel.
No, not like that. Not in a weird way. That sounds so bad.
Security
he was
had to
miles
come
away,
get...
and then we had a spare room, and I think he was like, "I'm going to their hotel."
Yeah. No, I had my own room. They didn't have a spare room. I had my own room. I got put in that room by ITV.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
So basically, what they do? Can I see if I've got this right? So they leave their house. Right, they drink at the airport, but not too much at
the
airport.
Transport.
Okay, they drink at the transport.
No, Prosecco.
Prosecco. It's always Prosecco at the airport,
always.
Mate. And then they get on the flight.
You know how good you sleep after Prosecco?
Right, and they carry on boozing on the flight. And this is where they heat it up now. This is where they actually get quite fucking leery on the flight, right? And they absolutely send it. I was shocked. And Millie's like the mum of the two. No, she is. She's like the mum of the two. Like, so they get you get a good sleep over the flight.
Hours,
then they wake up and they booze again.
Are you going to do this whole holiday because we're still on the flight?
Yeah, but then they wake up and then what they do is they intermittent booze throughout the day every time to keep them on a certain level, right?
Yeah, like maintain.
Let's talk about Millie then. You two live together. You are thick as thieves.
Yeah.
Why?
Not sure. I'll just get along.
But what is it about Millie? Why do you get on so well? Are you
on Love Island out of trouble.
Yeah, but you.
Why? Like you
she
think
does.
Millie's so.
No,
different.
She
don't.
She
doesn't know her that well.
I do.
You don't.
Are you very similar, or is
yeah,
there,
we're
is,
like.
Is there the nutty one and the fucking?
She's the nutty one.
Fuck off, Sam. You've known us for 3 days.
She's the nutty one.
Literally can't say.
Millie
it.
Is the one who goes, "No, come on, Chloe, let's go. Like, come on, Chloe, let's go."
You were there on one holiday. No, we're just on the same level. Like, I've. No other friend that I'm kind of on the same level. Like, we get each other's jokes. we want to drink the same day, we want to party the same day, and we're too hungover, can't go out, get takeaway. Like, we're just always on the same level.
And how long have you lived together?
6-7 months.
And how long have you known each other?
Did
you meet
almost?
On Love Island?
Yeah, like right. Almost 2 years.
So I've lived on my own for a long time, and I lived with Sam for a week. It was for a show, but we were locked we didn't, because it was for a fucking Stand Up To Cancer. So no, I did it for free. Do you row? You live together?
We've only rowed once.
What did you row about? Whose fault was it?
Mine.
What did you do?
We were drunk in Dubai, and there was this boy that I kind of fancied. Because I was drunk, I had beer goggles on, and I saw him speaking to Millie, and I was like, what the actual fuck? Like, Tommy fancied me.
I'm the only one that nicks people's boyfriends. Bitch.
He was single, actually, so that was good. But then, like, talking to Millie, and then she came over, and she was like, I don't even fancy him. And I was like, shut your fucking mouth.
Oh.
And then we were just out of blazing row, and then all of a sudden, we was like, why are we arguing? And then I think we snogged.
Oh.
So there was that. It was quite weird.
Don't get any ideas. That is not how we're going to finish our fucking night. Right, if you start leaning in for a fucking tongue in, like, you're getting fucking square punched to the chin.
I'll give you a tongue in.
No, I'm fine, thank you. That's so... You've tried, actually, a number of times.
Not in a weird way, though.
Yeah, just like a friend's.
Yeah, it's like a friend thing.
Tongue in mouth.
Are you the kind of the aggressive, violent one?
Clearly.
Not sure. No, I'm the nice one. No, one thing Millie is, like... I'll be confrontational if I need to be confrontational, but Millie will sometimes do it like unexpectedly, and I don't know where it comes from. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Millie sounds like an angel. That's just the vibe I'm getting. Would you say that's true?
I'll just let you say whatever you want.
Well, we'll find out in a little bit, because you're about to do the podcast anyway.
Yeah. Do you think that me and her could be so close and live together and do so much together?
No.
If she was an angel? No.
Do you ever worry that you're going to fall out, though?
No, we never. I think...
Because you do some work together. Yeah. You're friends, you socialise together, you live together. That's an awful long time.
I'm not normally, like, quite open, but Millie's really open, and, like, if she's got an issue, she'll say it. And because I've spent so much time with Millie, like, I do it now. But we never have issues with each other, obviously, in Dubai straight away. We argued, but... I don't know.
What happens though if, like, we want to go on one of your holidays? She's like, sorry, I want to spend it with my fella.
Will she take you? You're like one of the girls.
Yeah, you can go.
I would. I'm going to be honest, I actually had the best fucking time in South Africa.
Did you?
I loved every second of it. I came home.
And
she was like, Zara, I met these two girls, they're fucking jokes. I was like, they're now friends. And like, yeah, it was really, I had such a good time.
Good.
You get it very right.
Sam and I have obviously been in the game for a while.
Yeah.
Never really made it, probably never will.
Yeah.
What advice have you got for us to better ourselves and to get to the heady heights of Chloe fucking Burrows?
Go on Love Island.
Love it. Love it. I would. No, I wouldn't. I've got a miss it, fella. I got a missus.
Firstly, I'm far too old and I would last about an hour. Other than Love Island, because that's not... I don't think Love Island made you relevant, because so many people do Love Island, and most of them...
I feel like I'd still be in my job if I didn't do Love Island.
No, but what you've done since then is what makes you relevant. Yeah. Being on Love Island, because loads of people do like Love Island, and the rest of them have gone back to being fucking, do you know what I mean, like normal jobs and no one... Do you know what I mean? Because they didn't have any personality and they didn't have any quality to actually make a job out of this. You've done that, and that's why you're relevant. So how the fuck have you done it and what can we do?
I drink a lot.
Well, I've got that one and that's not worked.
Yeah,
I've been doing that 10 years.
Yeah, go on holiday a lot. Just don't hide anything. I don't really have any tips. Like, just do every fucking one. Who cares?
I've got one more question.
It doesn't help us, does it?
Yeah, but like, what you... Are you so worried about doing something wrong and having to, like... I don't know.
Yeah, just be like Chloe. Have an argument on a plane in front of everybody.
Argue with women on planes. Argued with someone walking down here. Like, just do what you want to do.
Argue with walking down here?
I was, like, on my phone with my headphones on, and then they were trying to get past me, and then he, like, shoved my shoulder, and he was like, be careful. And I was like, you be careful.
Ah, he did the finger.
Yeah.
And then did you whine?
Yeah, and then I whined on him. So it was a bit weird.
Is that why you were late?
Yeah, that was why I was late.
I do have a question actually about staying relevant. I suppose that, you know, obviously people come out of Love Island and they've like got their relationships. You know, they stay together for as long as they can. Obviously, they sort of maybe milk a little bit of cheddar out of it. Like, do you feel like you would ever date anyone in the public eye? Or is that like, is it just quite full on for you?
Oh, I don't know. I would never have a public relationship again. Like, I wouldn't be sharing, you know, what we're making for breakfast and doing all that shit. Like, I would be with someone in the public eye, but I'd keep it as private as possible. And I wouldn't, like, share our, like, journey or fucking whatever. I just would rather keep it as much as possible.
Exactly. Forever. It's horrible when the public journey ends.
Because, yeah. That was awful. Like, and everyone was it really still, shit? It was all like, it was awful. Nothing can prepare you for it. And it's just, when you're having a really shit time in your private life and everyone's on your neck and like, yeah, fuck that.
What do you mean by on your neck though? Like, what are they doing?
Constant DMs, messages, like stopping you in the street. Like, why are you together? Like, why have you posted? Why have you done this? Why are we dancing? Oh my God, leave me alone. Like,
yeah.
I'm not, that bit wasn't on camera, so please don't ask me about it.
And is Chloe Burrows now over all of the heartbreak and looking for love again, or is she happy just being single?
I love being single. I just don't think I'm in the right place to meet someone at the moment.
You're smiling,
bit of a handful. Well, I don't know. Like, if the right person comes along, cool, but I'm not looking for it. Like, I don't really care.
Like that. Okay, you're just sort of, you're just chilling.
Yeah.
And on that note, Chloe Burrows, thank you so much for coming
down.
Thank
you for having me.
We really appreciate you. And actually, wait, I did actually want to ask about the DMs. Has anyone really weird been in your DMs before? You're like,
Vinny from Jersey Shore DM me.
Shut up! I used to love Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Did you reply to Vinny?
Of course I fucking did.
And what did you say?
I messaged him when he was in Miami, like, hi, Vinny, you in Miami?
Did you meet up with him?
No, he didn't reply.
Oh, no, you got boyed. Oh, you must get footballers sliding in.
None that are like...
None prem. No prem.
No prem.
No prem.
Gary, who plays for the Red Lions, the other day.
Yeah.
You got a couple of Aldershot shot Uniteds.
Yeah. And like, what's that one that begins with a B?
Brentford.
Yeah.
Brentford's a big one.
Is it?
Yeah, Brentford, well, Prem League.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's like, us to reply to that little bastard.
No, I don't think I'd be able to.
So, Vinny, Jersey Shore, that's the one that you're hanging your hat on. You're like, yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I'm quite pleased with that.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. He's a Guido, mate. Gotta love a Guido.
Guido, Guido.
I don't know what that means.
Thank you so much. We're about to go and do your podcast now. I'm terrified. Can't wait to see what you've got in the future. Clearly, loads of TV shows coming out. Very excited for that. And your new show on 4.0 coming out soon as well.
Yes.
You're smashing it. We love you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
See, I knew you'd like her.
I didn't say I liked her, I just said nice to meet you.
Pete was a little bit like, I don't fucking know Love Island people. What am I going to fucking ask? And look at you. You got so invested just then.
I did actually, because I learned a lot of stuff. It's actually quite nice when you don't know a lot about someone, because you actually do find out the stuff that you don't... Do you know what I mean? You know when you have leading... You already know the answer a lot of the time. You just want them to fucking say it. Yeah. But actually, it's quite nice when you don't really know anything. And she was funny, actually. I love the fact that she just keeps calling you bruv, because it's just the weirdest thing I've ever seen, is you trying to react to being called bruv.
Oh yeah, I just called bruv back.
Yeah, it's just weird because you doing it is just...
But I am like a bruv. We're like brother and sister. Me and her get along very, very well.
You've literally met her three times, I think. But yeah, no, she was lovely.
Okay, if you were to give Chloe a star review, what would you give her?
I would give her... out of what, four, five?
Yeah.
Is that how they do it? I would give her... I'd give her a four.
Four? Would return?
I'd give her a four. The only reason she's dropped a star is because she shouted at me at one point.
Yeah.
And I feel like at one point, me and her may have a full-on Barney.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I'll be in the middle going, guys, I love you both, please. You know that girl when there's two guys having an argument, that girl comes in and goes, guys, just stop this. This is just so wrong. Like, and it's like, oh my God, shut up. It's got nothing to do with you. That was Chloe Burrows, the legend that is. Absolutely loved it. Four stars all round. Thank you, Chloe.
Insanity Group.